We're back to Jude. Maybe we can get more than one or two verses. Well, maybe we may not get very far. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love. Verse 1, that the preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Preserved is, we didn't talk about preserved, I don't think. But it's meant by, it's to hold firm, guard, watch, keep. It's the Greek word terio. We looked at John 17, I think. Did we?
No, we looked at John 7.
Go to John 17.
We talked about, we did talk a little bit about preserving. John 17.
John 17.
Nice catch.
The prayer we call the Lord's Prayer is really, should be called the disciples' prayer. And John 17 was the prayer of Christ to the Father. And it's let's start in verse 6. No, verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, and with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept my word, or thy word. Now they have known that all thine, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou did send me. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast, keep in thine own name. I'll get it right yet. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with thee, While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition. That the scripture might be fulfilled. Now there, where it says, keep in verse 11. Keep them through thine own name, those that thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Now, the idea, there's an interesting phrase that he used here. He said, I gave them the words that thou gave me. How did that happen? I gave them thy words that thou gave me. We think that Jesus Christ was acting as an independent entity, but he never was. He was always what he sees the Father do, that what he does. He did nothing of himself. Now, how does that apply to us? And he's praying that thou would keep them, or as we studied the one in James, Jude, is preserved. Hold firm, guard, watch, keep, preserve for and in Jesus by God. We somehow think that this idea of the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, that word let there is a tremendous word. What? Go to John 5. Okay. Verse 19. John 5. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that the Son can do nothing of himself, or by himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Now, and it talks about it many times here. I can have owned mine own self in verse 20.
Verse 30.
I mean 30, excuse me. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath... The will of the Father which has sent me. Now let's go to Philippians. I'm going off on tangents again. Thank you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. We'll start in 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. One time I went through and looked at a number of scriptures that said, be of one mind. And it's pretty intense. The issue is, how do we who are, we have as many minds as there are people, how do we be of one mind? How do we allow him to keep us the same way that Jesus kept us while he was here? Be of one mind, be of one mind. Now it defines it. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, you are more concerned with their understanding than you are with anything, than you are about you. You lose, you go, you are gone. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, if you remember, I used to study or talk about all the time, the two most important words in the Bible are reckon and let. Now we have this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Or robbery there just means something to be grasped. But made himself of no reputation. And again, that word no reputation is the word kino. Just as he was in that vessel which heard and saw directly from the Father, he of himself did nothing. So we must have that same mind. We must of ourselves do nothing, but we let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Thought it not something to be grasped, to be equal, but made himself of no reputation. Now this is the one thing that we always come to the brick wall on. That word, no reputation, is the word kino. And it means you, the mind, is empty as a vacuum. So there's a direct channel between the Father and you via the Holy Spirit. And you remember, I've said it as long as I've taught, you, your mind isn't fixed when you become a believer. But we have to let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in us. Who, though he was in the form of God, thought it not something to be grasped, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. No reputation. It's kino. You can look up in every possible definition of kino, and it's as empty as a vacuum. That's what it means to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You cast down your own imaginations and your own high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and you bring into captivity every single thought to the obedience of God. Now, how do you do that? The only way you can do that is you leave the world. You can't leave the world until you see the world is of no value to you. But as long as you're gaining sustenance or satisfaction from the world, then you haven't reached the poverty level. Paktos. You gain no sustenance or satisfaction from anything in the world. And I know this is probably going to start all kinds of stuff again. It always does. But you can't get around it. This is what it means. Preserved, kept. But you have to be willing for it to be preserved or kept. We have to be of one mind in this issue. Let's go to Philippians 3. Starting in verse 9, no, and verse 7. What things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Now think of that. Whatever you happen, whatever, whether it's, there's nothing. Whatever is a gain to you is a loss to Christ. Can you see that, just in a general term? How much of your time is spent finding gain for you? It's all right if you're doing it, but as I said 1,000 times before, at least take the lowest seat. Say, Father, I don't know what else to do. But if you justify yourself, then your garment is spotted by the flesh. There's no way around it.
That a human being has that has any purity in it that can be totally pure?
No.
The selfless love of another person.
What?
The selfless love of another person. Or is that not?
I don't know what you're talking about.
A gain for me, I'm just asking, would be the selfless love of another person would be a gain for me. But is that
wouldn't be selfless?
What? Well.
Selfless.
Yeah, I mean, nothing would come up about it because it's just, you wouldn't even think it's strange.
It's like neurotic love where it's only satisfied if it's returned.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue. Verse 7, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. There's nothing spiritual about losing all things. But to lose all things and count them but dung, that's a whole other world. Dung is what you think dung is. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect. And remember, perfect is teleos, fully tested. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting or neglecting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or fully tested, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, wherein we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetites, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind or give breath to earthly things. Now that's the same message that God gave to the serpent. By thy belly thou shalt be led, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. As long as you're seeking after self, or for you, gaining something, you're just eating more dust. Nothing satisfies about dust. The same serpent that talked to Adam and Eve is the same serpent, or it's his minions, in you and me. We are the instead of Christ. We are the temple of the living God. But whatsoever is not of faith is sin. There's no in between. Let's go back to Jude. Verse 1, preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Called is kleito. And it just means you're invited to the wedding supper. But you get to the wedding supper, and if you have on the wrong garment, you're kicked out. Let's go to let's skip ahead to verse 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts or wants. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building yourselves building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, that's the end of Jude, or the last few words of Jude. But you can't get around the wedding supper, had on the wrong garment, he was kicked out into outer darkness. Here, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, hating it with a compassion, with a passion. Consider these things. Amen.
Amen.
Take a big guy.